Seattle's Central District was once the largest Black enclave in the Pacific Northwest. That's not the case anymore. An architect and Central District resident, Donald King, says that trend will continue.
Our old sense of a Black community will be gone in the next 20 years.
So in the face of rapid displacement, how can the Central District hold on to a sense of Black history and community? On a recent Saturday, two walking tours covered the same few blocks of the Central District and approached the question in two different ways. Region of Boom producer Posey Gruner has more.
The first tour was put on by The Urbanist, an organization focused on urban policy. A group of about 30 met near the corner of 23rd and Jackson.
I'm just curious, is anybody here from the central area, or are you all from scattered parts around the town?
The tour discussed ways that buildings can reflect and support their community. That could be as simple as a plaque on the wall, or as complicated as an ownership structure. The second tour was put on by Tabernacle Missionary Baptist Church, which has been in the Central District for more than 60 years. Tour members walked the neighborhood in neon green vests, saying hello and inviting people to a barbecue. One tour member, Daniel Ellis, stopped to chat.
Well, basically, we're just walking and in the community in which we live and noticing the change that, you know, a lot of people are moving in and a lot of people are being probably forced out.
For a brief moment, around 11 a.m., the two tours collided. Architect Donald King was talking about the building that will go up where the Red Apple Market is now. Vulcan, Paul Allen's real estate company, met repeatedly with the community as the project was being designed.
It set a standard for the community and feeling empowered that they could make a difference in what they saw going up around them. And sort of understanding that you can't stop this development, but how can you shape it in a way that is more community friendly?
Yolanda McGee, a drop-in from the church tour, listened for a moment, then walked away.
I didn't know if there was for or against what's happening here. Basically, this is all displacement, the way I see it.
As for community building, McGee says she prefers doing that face-to-face. She mentions the church barbecue and that anyone is welcome.
Just come and see us, you know, so we can shake hands and meet a friend. That's the way I see it. But is that really going to happen? I don't see it happening. So this is all talk to me. What they're doing is all just talk.
King, the architect, disagrees.
As an architect, I have a different view of the world. And I believe that there is a place where the physical structure itself and the planning and urban design of the neighborhood can facilitate community.
He points out that the barbecue is happening at a church, which is a building.
So we're not able to do everything, but the part that planners and architects can do is to be able to encourage that and facilitate the gathering space that they're doing that socialization.
The Urbanist tour wraps up around 1 p.m., Meanwhile, at 28th and Jackson, the Tabernacle Barbecue is in full swing.
Okay. Not much. What's going on with you?
Same old soup.
Daniel Ellis is at the Domino's table.
Thank you.
That's the game.
Thank you.
But he doesn't last long.
Well, the two players with the lowest score have to get up for others to come in and play. And so I was one of those who were gracious enough to give the next person a chance.
Daniel says he did notice one big change when he was out walking. The church where he found God has become an apartment building. It makes him sad to think that history is gone.
Yeah, a lot of people just take advantage of what has already been built with no regard or respect for what it took to establish what they're trying to take advantage of. And I think that we miss out a lot when we do that, because if we don't know what our history was, how will we be able to build on it?
As for how to know that history and how to build on it, both tours agree that getting out in the neighborhood and meeting your neighbors is a pretty good way to start. In Seattle's Central District, I'm Posey Gruner, KUOW News.